Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Guy, welcome back in. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. I should point out to you, I am the suburbs guy, but I was back in home turf Friday for my grade school reunion at none other than the Mummers Museum.
I didn't know you were a two-street guy.
Well, I was a St. Monica's guy.
Oh,
but occasionally,
oh,
if you got a...
Yeah, okay.
If anybody vouched for you, you were allowed over to 2 Street. You could cross on occasion.
I didn't know that. I thought, you know, that was the local. But St. Monica's, Dan, that was the rich parish. They had their own bowling alley.
Oh, the rich parish, the hoity-toity one.
Alley.
Okay.
They still do.
I met somebody a week ago at an event in Camp Hill, and I said I was from St. Monica's. And without hesitation, she said, the place with the bowling alley.
Dan wants to know, are they called the Holy Rollers? That joke is so bad, I had to attribute it to him.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you this, too. St. Monica's had more money in South Philly at that point in time, Guy, when we played them and always thumped them. But they had half-moon backboards. What? That's a sign of just...
Wait, you can't have half-moon backboards in an official kind of matchup?
Right. I mean, I'm surprised King of Peace even deigned to play there at St. Monica's. Half-moon backboards.
Well, you know, all the money went into the bowling alley.
Yeah.
While you're there in South Philly on Friday, did you stop and do anything wrestling, Guy? I know you're a huge fan.
It's a story for another day. I did not, because I was so excited to see so many folks I haven't seen in ages. But back in the day, many, many events at the Spectrum, Haystacks Calhoun, Hulkamania. Chief J. Strongbow, although I apologize, you'll probably lose your license because I said Chief J. Strongbow.
Oh, that's a problem. Even though I believe the chief was from South Philly, not from Oklahoma. That's what the word was. But the guy, these figures now, they have 15% of the state's Democrats are using mail-in ballot, or at least got a mail-in ballot. And Republicans are still stuck at 6%. Now, it's a primary. It's not the main event, and there's more time. Does that seem like it doesn't seem like much of an uptick there?
It is an uptick compared to last time. But, you know, the main event is, you know, to borrow a phrase, the main event is November, and the process has begun. And I will tell you that the effort has the statewide effort that we've talked about has begun. I've now gotten my third piece of mail. So it is happening. There are voters that are targeted, and they're broken down various and sundry ways by smart people doing their analytics. So the hope is to see incremental change for the primary, but also to learn what mail pieces or what messages work, because, again, this is building the airplane while we fly. So there's two things happening. One is we're trying to get more people to do it. We're talking about it on shows like yours. But the other is to see which which text messages or mail messages work so we can double down for the fall. The other part is the RNC is on board talking about it. Lara Trump is supportive. So, look, there's incremental movement. It's better than last year in terms of percentage of participation, but the main event is the fall. Remember, use the benchmark. In 2020, they outproduced us 5-1. If we get it down to about 3-1, we win. So we feel still very optimistic that that's attainable.
All right, well, this isn't bad then. This is 2.5-1 here.
That's right. If we maintain that, you know, no need to count the votes elsewhere. Dave McCormick goes to the Senate. The Senate is in Republican control. Chuck Schumer is no longer majority leader. And again, as you've discussed on your show, I don't know where Joe Biden goes to get an electoral majority without Pennsylvania, because I think they're going to lose Michigan, too. I think they're going to be in a deep hole if they lose Pennsylvania that they can't climb out of.
Without a doubt. Now, Guy, you spoke at this the leadership conference, the annual Pennsylvania CPAC, if you will, even though at times I think it's even more conservative. I mean, I moderated a debate where I had to throw two people out at least, one of them on a debate stage. So it gets to be a little bit difficult. Would you say at a place like that, they're okay with mail-in balloting, or is that still a work in progress?
No, not only are they okay with it, one of the many information booths was about mail-in voting. There was an entire session vote dedicated to it, and Republicans running for Attorney General and the United States Senate and Scott Perry. So Scott Perry, Dave McCormick, Dave Sunday, Craig Williams, all talked about it and they had a panel specifically dedicated to it and an information table about it. I think it's beginning to break through. I think people understand, you know, whether you want to use as, you know, I said, it's, you know, the Democrats are doing a tush push. It's time to stop complaining about the rules and learn how to do it. You know, I've also said, look, it's like a hockey game or a soccer match. You know, are we going to keep pulling our goalie and letting them fire on net or not?
Well,
so I think the message is getting through.
It's the three-point shot. You know, some guys in the beginning, I don't like that.
We're going to strike all references to soccer from the...
soccer reference. Three-point shot reference, and tush push is a good one. Yeah.
But hey, it's a big tent. We've got to look. You've got to put your differences aside and welcome the soccer people to our team if they want to join.
I think they're spies, but okay. Now, Guy, the suburban checklist. One of the things it has to begin with, of course, the thing that animates is abortion. I, of course, like what Trump did yesterday. You know, there's a wiggle room. There's all kinds of stuff there. They don't know. Democrats, I can tell, realize. For him, anyhow, he tamped down this issue a bit. It's not going to be smoking hot if he can stick with what he said. Even Kellyanne Conway, strangely, though, wanted a 15-week national abortion ban. That really surprises me. So, Guy, in the suburbs, does this help what Trump did yesterday?
Oh, I think it will help. Look, it'll help. For a few reasons. One, because the more he talks about it in his own words, the harder it is for the opponents to twist it. I mean, he gave his remarks less than 24 hours ago. And since then, it's been twisted into everything of, you know, Trump claims victory for overturning Roe to Trump won't rule out this and Trump won't rule out that. I think that's one of the ways we know that it's effective is how angry Mika and Joe get, and they got pretty angry about it. So I think it was effective. Plus, look, the more a candidate, particularly someone with his reach and his impact and his, you know, standing, the more a candidate repeats what he or she believes, the harder it is for your opponents to twist it and bastardize it. And what I liked is that he was clear about it. It was a unifying. It was not what can unify the most passionate believers, but rather what can recruit the most people to our team. If that's the approach we take to many issues, that's how we grow and get to the majority. So I thought it was one of his finer moments of clarity on a controversial issue, and I think it was reasonable. And again, it should – see, I want to get away from the debate over 6 weeks, 15 weeks, 12 weeks, and let's go to the end. Let's go to the end. There are Democrats, including every single member of the Philadelphia and suburban delegation, who not once, not twice, not three, but four times, our members of the House have voted that a baby who survives an abortion is not entitled to medical attention to be kept alive. That's where their position. So before people of goodwill, before pro-lifers, before conservatives, before we get tied up in 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 60, let's stop. Say, wait a second. Every Democratic member of Congress from the Philadelphia region thinks that a baby that survives an abortion is not entitled to medical attention to be kept alive. That's nuts. That's crazy. Let's highlight where they're nuts and crazy, where even people at a Wawa in Malvern would say, oh, my goodness, that's horrible.
That's a great point.
That's where we should start there.
That's the Newt Gingrich approach. Absolutely. No. We're not. You're not going to just hit me with all these weeks and all this stuff. I'm just kind of surprised that Kellyanne Conway, if that's true, and I believe it's true, you know, I think she crafted a lot of this. Lindsey Graham is a problem, but we'll solve that later. Guy, you put up some kind of checklist or you're writing about this for Republicans in the suburbs. What are some of the other things?
Yeah. Well,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, yeah, I have a column that will be featured by the end of the week in Real Clear, Pennsylvania. It was an outgrowth of a conversation I had at my reunion. I walked into my reunion and saw a friend of mine, Sal, who I hadn't seen in 30 years. And without saying hello, he looked at me and said, Guy, can you guys focus on winning, please? We can't take four more years. So I dedicated this column to Sal. This is the things we need to do to win, to make Sal happy. Look, step one is mail-in voting, and we've talked about it. Step two is unity. We have to welcome the soccer players. Look, on the unity thing, it's really important. It's really important because I understand, and you've talked about it on your show, and you've had guests for years now, Doc, there, the anger towards the left among some of the newer Republicans is only matched by their anger towards the Washington Republicans, towards you know, whether it's McConnell or McCarthy or whoever. I understand. But 2024 is not the year to take out vengeance on any other Republican. 2024 is not the year to unify. So step one is mailing. Step two is to unify. Step three is learn from the other side. I wrote a column previously about what the other side's doing. Now I'm saying, let's go do it. I'm going to say some heresy here, but bear with me. Drop boxes, do them, especially in rural Pennsylvania. They're not going away in the suburbs. So the Republican commissioners, Gene, Tom, Eric, the job they have is to go to the meeting and say, you want drop boxes? Fine. Then I want them in rural areas. I want them at gun clubs. I want them in Amish farms. You want 12 drop boxes? Great. Let's have 15. Let's have 16. The other thing is for your listeners to understand, Pennsylvania has 67 counties, 67 different counties. Republicans run 54 of them. Republicans run the courthouse and everything. Think of Philadelphia, but on the Republican side mm-hmm. of 54 other places. They should put drop boxes. Put them where they should go.
They should open satellite offices, put them at the libraries, put them at gun clubs, put them on Amish farms. Do it. Your buddy and mine out in Montgomery County is going to drive to people's homes and fix their ballots. If he really does that, if Montgomery County really does it, then every one of the 54 Republican counties should say, hold my beer. We're going to every house, and we're going to go fix the ballots. I am done sitting on the sidelines.
Right, guy, if he says I'm
winning issues.
If he gives you an ice cream cone that we've joked about, I'm giving you an ice cream sundae.
Hey, we'll give away pierogies in northeastern Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Look, we cannot. We are winning the battle of ideas. You've talked. We're winning the battle of ideas. The American public is concerned about the border, about crime, about the cost of gas, about tension around the world, about crime in their own neighborhood, about parents being shut out of schools. We're winning the battle of ideas. We're losing because they're better at the game. So it's take off the glove time. Anything they do, we should do. We run 54 counties, do it. And in the suburbs, we have Republican commissioners. Let's do what we need to do to compete. Let's follow the rules, be as transparent as possible, but let's go do it. Let's not lose this race because they were better at getting more of their voters to the polls than us.
Rudy, that's it. So Friday, we'll look forward to seeing this where again, Guy?
Real Clear, Pennsylvania.
All right, Guy, thank you. Thanks to Sal for spurring that on, too.
Amen, Sal, and shout out to St. Monica's, and don't worry, someday we'll catch up to the guys Grace.
I got a comment here, guys, from Mike Gibson. He runs a six-man project, which is a great project, giving basketballs to needy children. Says, yes. Our Lady of Consolation gym at one point had steps that were inbounds and baskets were against the wall, so those half-moon backboards were nothing. Do either of you remember that?
Well, their recreation center, which had a cinders baseball field, cinders, Dan, you think of coal cinders, they had the wall was in play. You could throw it against the wall at both ends.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And there are parishes, and I'm sure you may have played in them, Dom. There are parishes that the gym is the cafeteria.
Yes.
So you had to play, and the ball would bounce off the metal screen that would come down where you would pick up your, peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Look, if you can play CYO ball, you're ready for the NBA. You don't even need the G League. You go right to the NBA if you survive CYO.
Absolutely. Guy, thank you. Thanks so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!